Welcome to Hal Linden Presents. I'm Hal Linden. This month's presentation will be unusual in several ways. First, we'll be playing this piece in its entirety. Why? Primarily because it was written not to be performed on a stage, but to be broadcast as an audio file, or to be more precise, on the radio. The piece was written in 1981 as a radio opera, what its creators called music theater. Secondly, though written 45 years ago, it is supremely timely, set in a disturbingly familiar future world. And third, among the notables in the cast, you'll hear Tim Jerome, Main Street's founder and president. And so without further ado, and without interruption, here is Scott Joyner to introduce Boxers by Michael Saul and Eric Saltzman.
Thanks, Hal. Beginning in the mid-1970s, composers Eric Saltzman and Michael Saul collaborated on six music theater works, ending with Boxes, which they wrote in 1982 and 83. Friends since graduate school at Princeton, they had been active together at the Free Music Store, a no-cost hippie concert series broadcast on WBAI radio from Martinson Hall, which was part of the public theater. The series included classical music, ragtime, tango, world music, and other styles that also found their way into the composer's own compositions. Together, their joint works, referred to as music theater as opposed to musical theater, include many elements of musical comedies, some characteristics of opera, and often feature zany, Woody Allen-esque plots that refer heavily to social and political themes of the day, including environmentalism, socialism, psychoanalysis, neuroticism, and sexual liberation. For five of their six collaborations, Saul and Saltzman agreed not to disclose or even distinguish between each artist's specific individual contributions. Boxes is the only work where we can say for certain that it was Michael Saul who wrote the music to a libretto by Eric Saltzman. While Saltzman was, for better or worse, the more widely known of the two musicians, Michael Saul was a successful composer, pianist, and guitar player who had served as a music director for Judy Collins. A radio version of Boxes was commissioned by KCRW Santa Monica and won a Seagram's New Music Theater Award.